Simon Shinayin Beis, Sif Dalad. The Mechaber says that for two chatzeres, to make Erev chatzeres between them, to be able to carry the Kelim Sheshavsu Abayis and one chatzer out to the other chatzer, it has to be that there's a Pesach between the two chatzeres or a chaloin. A Pesach is a doorway, or a chaloin is a window. It has to have the halachic qualifications to consider the Pesach or a chaloin. So the Mechaber says the Shira has to be four tvachim by four tvachim. And the Mishnah explains that once there's a chaloin that's four tvachim by four tvachim, let's say about 14 inches by 14 inches or something like that, then you can metaltal from one chatzar to the other, even through smaller windows or smaller holes or on top of the wall that's between them. Now, has to be a real four tvachim by four tvachim. Mishnah Berurah says if the chaloin, if the window is circular, is round, has to be that you can square out in it four tvachim by four tvachim. Also, the Mechaber says that it has to be that part of the chaloin is within 10 tvachim from the ground. But if all of it is more than 10 tvachim off the ground, that doesn't help. It has to be within 10 tvachim of the ground. The whole thing doesn't have to be within 10 tvachim of the ground, but part of it has to be within 10 tvachim of the ground. And the Mishnah explains if it's a round window, a round chaloin, it's not good enough. The very bottom of the window is within 10 tvachim of the ground. It has to hit the width of 4 tvachim wide within 10 tvachim of the ground, and then it can be used as a chaloin between the two chatzeres. So you have to have either a Pesach or a chaloin. The Bialoch has discussion if for a Pesach, for a doorway, it's also good enough. Four tvachim by four tvachim, or since the derech is for a Pesach to constantly go in and out, it has to have a bigger share. And the Bialoch wants to be machmer about that. But for chaloin, for window, it's for sure good enough. Four tvachim by four tvachim. And then these two chatzeres have a choice. If they want, they can make Erev chatzeres together. Or if they want, they can stay separately and have Erev chatzeres separately from each other, because since they don't have a pirsa, just a Pesach or chaloin between them, they have the option of being ma'arav together or the option of ma'arav each one separately. So, hey, the Mechaber says, a chaloin that's between two batim, two houses. Not between two chatzeres, but rather between two batim, two houses. And they want to be ma'arav with each other, these two batim, in order to be able to carry from one to the other. There he says, even if it's l'malo miyud, more than 10 tvachim off the ground, the chaloin, which is 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, still they have the option to be ma'arav together. And the reason is because since a house has a roof on it, Mishnah Berurah says, come on, the ma'idam, it's like it's filled up, and wherever you are, it's considered as if you're within 10 tvachim of the ground. Saving Aruba, a skylight between the attic and the ground level, it was two different residences, the ground level and the attic, the second floor. And they have Aruba, like it's a hole in the roof of the first floor and the floor of the second floor between them. So that gives them the option to be ma'arav together or ma'arav separately. Even if there's no ladder going up to the Aruba, since technically you could get up there, it's like a chaloin, if it's a big enough shear for a chaloin, then you can use it to combine the bayis and aliyah together. They have the option of either being together or being separate. It's up to the two of them. The Ramah says that, just remember, the chaloin or the aruba has to be four tvachim by four tvachim, and if there's a netting that's closing up the chaloin for safety reasons or for whatever reason, so then it's no longer considered a chaloin. In other words, any break in the airspace, any bars in the middle, break it up, and now it's not considered to be a proper four tvachim by four tvachim. The grates break it up. We don't say all the different avro, all the airspace in between is mitzurif. Rather, it's considered broken up. You have no chaloin of four tvachim by four tvachim. Now, Mishnah Berurah tells us that both these last two sivim, Sifdal and Sifhei, Sifdal when you try to merge these two chatzeres, and Sifhei when you try to merge these two batim, that which we have these criteria, you have to have a proper Pesach chaloin, is only if the chatzeres and batim are not connected a different way. But let's say these chatzeres are connected to each other through the fact that they're both open to the same mavoi and the shtufim mavois. Or these two batim are connected to each other because they both open to the same chatzah and there's Erev chatzeres. So that's good enough. That's considered that the two of them are one, and now they can carry from one to the other even without a proper Pesach or chaloin or aruba between the two of them.